Kevin Fagerton is a longtime reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle. Big piece in the paper earlier this week about a new take on desalination that's being tested out in the Central Valley. Can you tell us what it is they're doing there and how is it different?
The thing that made this one different is that it is solar thermal desalination plant. They take in contaminated water and then distill it by heating it through a process involving solar panels. That separates the solids from the purer water, and then they cycle it back onto crops. It's really energy efficient compared to traditional desalination methods, because your typical desal plant shoves the water and its sediments through screens, which takes quite a lot of energy to perform, and then you wind up with good water in the end, but it costs four times as much as the solar process does.
This particular process, does it require a lot of land to have the necessary solar resources to make it work?
Well, the panels that I saw took up about 550 feet or so wide, and then they go up in the air 20 feet, something like that. It didn't look really industrial. It didn't look like a huge operation. Granted, this was a small pilot project. They're going to install 35 more just like it. But I could see how you could scale this thing up and it wouldn't really be that intrusive, especially in a place like the Central Valley, which does have some extra land to put projects like this on. It looks really good right now, producing several thousand gallons a day, but bringing it up to wide scale to conserve several farms is a whole other question. There are solar thermal projects of various kinds throughout the country, but something like this, doing desalination, it's really a unique project. So a lot of people are going to be watching it.
What kind of waste products result from the process?
You get selenium, boron, essentially the sediments and the minerals that you find in contaminated irrigation water. And most of those minerals can be put to different use. Selenium goes into vitamin supplements, so does boron. Gypsum, surprisingly, comes out of this kind of water, and that's what we use to make wallboard with. If you distill this stuff correctly and separate it out efficiently, you can make money on the other end with the minerals.
And the water that's being used in this pilot project, where does it come from?
It comes right now from the drainage process at the Pinoche Water District. Pinoche sells its water to farmers, about 60 different farmers, and they irrigate their land. And when you irrigate, the water then goes into the ground and bleeds down about 6 feet. And as it dribbles down, it collects these contaminants, the selenium and the boron and the salt. There's a lot of salt in the earth out there, millions of pounds of salt. So what you get then is groundwater that's close to the surface, just full of this kind of contaminant. But what happens at the Pinoche Water District is they have a system, and it's essentially a French drain. It takes the water that leaches down, collects it through drainage rock and piping, and routes it back up to the surface, where it then, of course, has all this sediment and dirt in it, and you have to clean the water. So what the Pinoche District and others in the area would like to do is not just get rid of the drainage water, but put it to really good irrigation use or even potable use for human consumption as tap water.
Well, Kevin Fagan, it sounds like a fascinating new development. I appreciate your reporting on it, and I even more appreciate your talking with us about it.
Glad to be here. Thanks.